information sharing using e-commerce. E-commerce was born when websites could be made interactive rather than static. This enabled internet transaction processing and payment acceptance. B2B, business-to-business commerce, is characterized by automating traditional business transactions such as formal sourcing, so it took off when the internet became viable for automated data transfer in two directions instead of only one, and when smaller businesses could participate due to the low costs of the internet. Exhibit 2-15 shows how B2B commerce facilitates faster and cheaper links in the supply chain. Exhibit 2-15. Business-to-business commerce, B2B. E-commerce software includes sell-side, buy-side, content management, and B2B collaboration applications. Prior to addressing these types, the layers of B2B and B2C e-commerce are introduced. Layers of B2B and B2C e-commerce. The internet structure can be seen as a series of layers, based on a study sponsored by Cisco. The layers can show where investments are needed. Foundation layer. The foundation layer includes all physical means of transmitting data over the internet plus all necessary networking and interface devices. This layer also has security systems such as firewalls. It includes assets both in and out of the company's control. Application layer. The application layer includes all web-specific applications and tools for creating interactive websites. Applications include a web directory, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a list of web pages that is structured hierarchically. Catalog builders, web shopping carts and billing, multimedia tools for streaming audio or video or virtual classrooms, search engines, and web development tools. Many of these tools simply enable internet commerce. Therefore, companies that outsource their web development can outsource all of these costs too. Aggregation layer. The aggregation layer consists of applications designed to take information and services from various locations and package them for easier access and consumption. This layer includes portals and intermediaries such as brokers and service providers. Hosting is generally expensive, and many companies have formed consortia to control costs and form a user community. Business layer. The business layer includes all exchanges and involves all buying and selling activities over the internet. If the level of sales is expected to be quite large, a huge investment in both setup and maintenance at the foundation layer is required to handle the traffic. Therefore, many businesses become members of an exchange or they outsource its creation and management to specialists such as via the cloud. Sell-side e-commerce. Sell-side e-commerce applications and services help sellers present their products and automate sales and customer relationship building. These applications must include presentation, right product at the right time to the right audience, automation, order entry, tracking, and settlement, and administration. Non-technical staff can maintain the site. Exhibit 2-16 shows the steps of an adaptive sell-side e-commerce website. Exhibit 2-16, adaptive sell-side e-commerce website. Note that sell-side e-commerce and customer relationship management applications are often offered as a single system or cloud-based service. Buy-side e-commerce. Buy-side applications help firms purchase goods and services. These applications save employee procurement time, especially in the request and approval process. They generally automate the categorization, requisition, sourcing, negotiation, and contract phases, as well as supply and payment. Open exchanges provide access to the worldwide market. This can, however, lead to risks involving unknown suppliers. Membership-based exchanges, often on an extranet, pre-screen members to mitigate risks. B2B can be performed globally, which has helped to create the process of supply chain management. Content management e-commerce. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines content management application as follows. An application that supports the evolutionary life cycle of digital-based information and makes information dynamically updatable online. These applications also have the ability to publish content to a repository and support access to digital-based content. Content management applications can include, for example, catalogs for product data, databases for customer data, contract information, and advertising content. Buyers want to see only items specific to their strategic sourcing needs and restrictions, so these applications stress content repurposed by buyer or seller perspective while preserving brand image, pictures, and other content. B2B collaboration. As supply chains grow more complex due to flexible supply chain configurations, virtual organizations, outsourcing, and virtual service providers acting as intermediaries, collaboration acts as the glue that binds the network. B2B collaboration facilitates the multiple connections necessary in a real supply chain. Exchanges, also called B2B marketplaces, provide a common place to trade and exchange information. Hundreds of separate links are replaced by a single hub with spokes going out to each node. One example is the popular Q ID supplier portal for the automotive vertical,